I wrote this poem for my mother, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 15 and died when I was 25. And it was a long and painful process, but also a very intimate one. Song and Error. For my mother, Audrey Richardson Curdy, 1931 to 1986. It was 1986 when currencies to be changed into multiple launch surface anti-tank missiles swarmed through numbered bank accounts like Ovid's seething knotted seed of frog slime, which not seldom attracted by the sun falls in little frogs with the rain. When it also rained radionuclides, strontium, cesium, and iodine over river and clay and over the poet's Black Sea exile before the prevailing winds blew them all across Europe from Chernobyl, jewel of a name that means black stalks and tasted newly of metal. And I was in your room trying to build a fire. Wet branches breaking, those were your breaths ripped out of the air. What was it hiding you, so that at every hour's dusk I startled on you where you lay, nearly resigned in the talons of your most personal shape? Something still obdurate, still wild as the horned lark rising from its nest at the hunter's feet. I didn't allow you to speak what I didn't know to ask. As far as the bolted iron door to a dust I could have followed, to watch the way you put on your flame, like sweetness wearing the skin of a lion, and there kept my vigil mild, while bones leached minerals and cell walls ruptured. It isn't you curled like a seed of storm pine in a furrow of ash, but your same small jeweled hand belonging to a Roman matron that I see, its livid reach forth the black igneous rock. Too late to retrieve the truth, too late not to have been like the alchemist who, lowered by rope into the volcano, feeling the sharp concussion of heat, reported his own eyes saw olive groves and sky, mountains and rivers of water and fire. What can I make of this? Oh, what am I to make?